I didn't linger on the way home. I knew my father was in London, and I wanted to get over as soon as I could the painful business of telling him I'd been kicked out of rugby. So I decided to ride to town, letting my bags follow, and hired a horse accordingly at the George. I'm one of those who rode as soon as he walked. Indeed, horsemanship and my trick of picking up foreign tongues have been the only things in which you could say I was born gifted, and very useful they've been. So I rode into town, puzzling over how my father would take the good news. He was an odd fish, the governor, and he and I have always been wary of each other. He was a nabob's grandson, you see, old Jack Flashman having made a fortune in America out of slaves and rum and piracy too, I shouldn't wonder, and buying the place in Leicestershire where we've lived ever since.